Every once in a while, our Lord opens up his heart and shows us how radical the call is. Most of the time, we're going along pious enough. And every once in a while, he opens up his heart and says, "Do you see the fire? Do you see the fire? I want holiness. I want fire. I don't want respectability. I want fire." And this is one of those texts. Now, I could point out that his allusions to the Gospel of Micah, and I mean the prophecy of Micah and so forth. And I have in the past, but I want to go on with Romans 6, so, because it's the same thing. You came to believe, and you were baptized. And this is the consequences of that. Now, most of us in this chapel were baptized before we came to believe. We were baptized, plunged into Christ, and had Christ begin to be the very principle of our life before we had a really conscious, active faith. And the secret of renewal is that conscious, experiential faith, which is what we mean by baptism in the Holy Spirit. It gets to be experiential. You know. Now, it's not a Gnosticism, it's not an inside track. It's a restoration to normality. Paul is talking here to the average Sunday golfer in Rome. Now, they're not average, not really average, because there's a lot of pressure. It's a community made up of Jews and pagans who have become Christian. They have their own tensions among them. But he's telling them, look, I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your nature. It's rather, you know, free translation, but you get the idea. I've got to use these terms because they're the only ones you're going to understand. Just as you presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness for lawlessness, now present them as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. Present your bodies as slaves and obey God for sanctification, to stop sinning, to stop cooperating with darkness, to have a mind that is clear and loving. All the things St. Catherine just spoke about in that passage we had from her. You see, when you were slaves from sin, you were free from righteousness. If you're a nice pagan, you're a nice pagan. Go ahead. Maybe God will have mercy on you if you don't get too vicious and mean. But that's not who you are anymore. You're a Christian. You believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. And you believe and you have experienced his power to set you free from sin. So now what? You see? Now when you were living that other way, and of course, this is why, again, baptism in the Spirit turns out to be an adult conversion experience. We're baptized as infants and we coast along, singing along with Mitch, you know, going to church and having a sort of a, depending on who we are, a nice, if the culture is strong, please God, one day, it carries people along. They haven't grown up, but as infants, at least they're safe. They get to Mass every Sunday. They don't eat meat on Friday, at least in the old days. They celebrate the feast days. They're faithful to their spouses. You know, they're doing, you know, they're good children. But we're talking about something else here. We're talking about adulthood. Now what's happened in our culture, and nearly the whole world, if you're a spiritual child in that sense, you're going to get blown away. You're not going to make it. How many bishops and priests and lay people are thrilled to death with all this stuff going on in the government? They're that dumb. They don't see where it's going. It's not a time when we can... spiritual childhood of that type, not St. Teresa's type, but of that type, is over for now. When I was growing up, you know, you could marry Sally, get a job in the Five and Dime, and live happily ever after. And make it. And there are still people like that. But the culture does not allow it. They've drawn the line in the sand. Have a nice young girl working as a nurse in a hospital. And they say, you're assigned over there to gynecology this week. Help that guy with his abortions. And there either goes your faith or your job. And who forced her into heroism? Our enemy. Right? She wasn't looking to be a hero. She was just trying to hold down a job and find a husband. I mean, that's all, you know, which is what most people, I mean, that's great. But the world isn't like that anymore. The world will force you. And how do you see? We're here every day. We hear the word of God every day. God wants holiness. Real holiness. A fire kind of holiness. When you were slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. But what profit did you get then from the things of which you are now ashamed? Now, some of us can say, well, we didn't do so badly, you know, until we came to some more active, conscious faith, you know. Thank God. And if you come from a different culture, you might still, but gosh, you can see what's happening. Our enemies are drawing the line. But the end of those things is death. Eternal death. Now, there are plenty of people whose whole lifestyle is heading toward eternal death. And we have to pray for them. God will give them a chance, hopefully. But Paul is talking to the average Christian in Rome. And he's saying, look, now that you've become freed from sin and become slaves of God, slaves of God, a slave does everything his master says to do, right? We're not an employee. And get a 2-week vacation from Christianity every year. You know, we're a slave. You see? Now that you have become slaves of God, the benefit that you have leads to holiness. And that end, the end of holiness, is eternal life. Not just for ourselves, but for all the people we can meet. Catherine just said, if you get on fire, it's because the love of God is transforming you, and you will transform others. They can't resist the beauty of that fire if we come on fire. The wages of sin is death. In other words, when you sin, you work. You're working for Satan. You'll be paid. Death. The gift of God, not the wages, the gift of God is eternal life. Yield to that work of God. Yield to it. eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. How beautiful Paul is, right? Now you see, you couldn't say that unless you're totally sold out for Christ. It would ring so hollow. But we have to get like that.